Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
It's Stacey Cole and Susan. Susan's who we're going to talk about. Carol Hughes. Sorry, I didn't mean to call you Susan.
Please do not confuse me with Susan Smith. Please.
No, I did not associate you with her. Well, but that's who we're going to talk about because that chick is in the news again. And you and I were just talking before we got started recording that we remember this story, Susan Smith, back in 1994. Mother convicted of murdering her two sons. This is the woman who basically drove her kids into the lake with, I think she got out of the vehicle, strapped her kids inside, let the vehicle go into the lake, and then
as her kids were drowning,
that a black man had carjacked them with the kids inside, and it just sparked this nationwide "what the fuck" movement.
Because I remember I was working in radio, and we were outside broadcasting out somewhere, broadcasting live, like at a convenience store, and they had the newspaper, and I remember picking up the newspaper and reading about it. And I was like, when I read the original story, that's how long ago it was because I got it from the newspaper. But when I read the original story that day, it didn't make sense to me. I didn't believe it. I'm like, you know, even if somebody carjacked her, why would that person then drive to a lake, put the car in drive, jump out of it so the two children would die? I'm like, none of that made sense to me at the time. And then it did make sense when you found out what really happened. And her poor husband, he stood beside her for, you know, in that interim time where, you know, this was her story and she hadn't been charged with anything. I still feel bad to this day about what he had to have gone through.
Well, and then we found out afterwards that prosecutors revealed that Susan's motive for this entire thing was it stemmed from an affair with a wealthy man who had ended their relationship because she had children. He wasn't interested in having kids. So, you know, think about this. She's got two young children. If she, let's just say she wanted to be with this man and he wasn't interested in having kids, she could have divorced her husband and just said, you know what, you can have custody of the kids.
Exactly.
I'm a horrible woman. I've decided these two children that I gave birth to, I don't want them anymore because I'd rather have this wealthy man. Give the kids to your ex.
Well, but she's thinking in her head that if this happens, oh my God, not only does she not have children, but think how bad that wealthy man will feel. And he will come racing back to her because he feels so bad after what she's gone through.
Well, and that's,
you know, damn well it was that kind of shit.
Narcissist bullshit, you know. She'll be the victim. He'll have to come and console her. They'll live happily ever after. Her kids will be gone. She won't have to deal with them. But, you know, here's the thing. A vehicle driving into a lake, somebody always finds that. Whether it's a fisherman or, you know, we have a drought and the lake drains itself.
Do you remember now, and I don't remember, how they even found the car?
I don't recall.
There must have been, she must have said something about that.
I'm betting somebody found it. Let me look that up real quick.
I'm doing the same thing.
Okay. It was just a messed up story. I don't know. I am not finding what I need to find on that. But today she was denied her parole. She ended her testimony asking for parole to be granted, saying, "I am a Christian and God is a big part of my life. And I know he's forgiven me. And I know that is by his grace and mercy. And I just ask that you show that same kind of mercy as me as well, like she showed to her kids."
Here we go. It says she got the car to go into the water, strapped the kids in their car seats, pushed, probably put it in neutral and kind of pushed it. And then they stayed there for 9 days until she confessed what she had done. So then that's how they found him, because she did confess.
Oh. So they may not have found them for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Oh. Interesting. Well, you know, whatever. Her ex-husband, David Smith, reflected on her actions during an interview with the Today Show, stating, quote, "I don't think Susan should ever be granted parole. It wasn't an accident. She deliberately killed our boys." Mm-hmm. He also described the lingering anger that he felt during the trial. "I used to sit there and look at the back of her head and think, and then look at where the bailiffs were and think about killing her. Can't blame the guy."
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Back in 2015, Smith wrote to a local newspaper in an attempt to defend her character, saying, "I'm not the monster society thinks I am. I am far from it."
Really? I think you are kind of a monster. You killed two children.
And blamed it on a black man. It wasn't just a man. I'm going to go for a minority and make people paranoid about anybody
and
a
she did
of color.
And she did at the time.
She did, because at that time in 94, people were not as aware of diversity as we are now.
And I still don't think we're like, where we should be in 2024 by any means. But back then, like, she really caused some racial tensions. You know, people were looking at black men differently, because obviously that would be the black man that killed these two poor innocent children.
Exactly. Exactly. So whatever. The South Carolina Parole Board hears dozens of cases each day, but this is the one that garnered some widespread attention. She's not getting out. I don't know. She can reapply in 2 years. I'm betting she is going to rot, because I don't know how a parole board can look at her and say, this is somebody that should be out in the general population. I mean, she did something horrific to two dependent children. This wasn't like she just went after an adult. These are kids. These are vulnerable human beings.
I can't. When I think about it, when I really think about it, it's hard to think about, because it really, really bothers me. Mm-hmm. They're just innocent kids, and that's what she did to her own children. With no regards to how, like, I don't understand, like, me just even thinking about it really upsets me, and she did it. And she's like, I'm reformed, I'm a Christian now.
Good for
you.
Do you get out
of jail free card because you're a Christian now? I don't think that goes, you know, it's not like, oh, you are? All's forgiven. Get out. Go
that
live your life.
That fixes everything.
You know, and it fixes nothing. And I don't think she's been a model inmate either. And the other thing I don't get is all these men who reach out to women like her in jail. And it's the same way with men and women. Mm-hmm. But these people, like, want to get with her and stuff. I'm like, why?
Well, and to that end, she has been disciplined in prison, punished for self-mutilation, drug use, and unauthorized interviews, among other violations. She was also disciplined for having sexual relations with two prison staff members, both of whom faced criminal charges. Drug use, where is she getting drugs? Oh, see, I'm so naive. I guess that stuff happens in
prison. They come in, yeah.
I just would like to think that that doesn't happen, but I'm sure it does. So no, she has not been a model prisoner. If, you know, in contrast, if you take a look at like the Menendez brothers and how they have basically performed as prisoners, they've done a stellar job by comparison to what she's done.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. I agree.
You know, we can't compare the two. They're completely different situations, but as far as model prisoners, Menendez brothers, they check those boxes. This bitch, she doesn't.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in, and then wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.